Ken and Barbie in the morning.
And we're back. And today I have with me one of my very good friends. He's a recent graduate from University of Waterloo. And from what I know, he's actually been in a number of relationships, meaning he's got a lot of knowledge and expertise to provide for all you guys out there. And his name is Mr. Nathan Lee. Nathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ken?
I'm good. And, you know, tell us a little about yourself.
So, yeah, like Ken said, I'm a recent graduate. There's really not much other than my relationship life that I, that I can say. So we can just jump right to it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure not all of it was good and bad, but I guess you do have your...
Mostly bad. Just throw it out there.
Well, like people say, you do learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, so, you do.
So you do have a lot of knowledge and advice to help us all out there.
Yeah, I'll try.
So with that said, guys, today's topic, we're going to talk about the classic friend zone. Now, this comes to the nice guy versus bad boy struggle. And obviously, from all we know, it's always the nice guys that end up in the friend zone, and it's those guys that hear the girls say, you know, that bad boy they're chasing for, and the bad boys that they want. Now, you know, Nathan, tell us a little bit about this.
So it's like the questions, like, why do nice guys finish last, or why aren't women attracted to guys like us, like the nice guy, and why are they only going for the bad boys? And let's just cut to the chase, or let's just go straight to the point. I think it really boils down to confidence, and for a night, and like the nice guy is, they present themselves as really needy and desperate, so through their words and actions.
Yeah, I guess kind of like you say, a pushover.
Right? Yeah, they try to take care of women's every needs and wants. They kind of have this really predictable and sometimes boring lifestyle. So it doesn't really leave that much mystery to in terms of a woman's standpoint. And I think that really, that's like the core of why the nice guy doesn't really appeal to the woman.
And I'll be honest, I'm actually a victim of that myself. I mean, there has been...
I think we've all been a victim to that, though. It's like, yeah. I think every guy has seen this girl that just seems so perfect, and then they just fall. I want to meet her every need. And then through that, you actually look desperate to her. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like... In terms of a girl's perspective, like, I'll always be there for her, no matter what. Yeah. And she can go through all the guys, and there's always that Nathan or that Ken that's always waiting for her as a backup.
Yeah, and that's what we don't want to end up, right? We don't want to be a backup. We want to be, you know, the number one choice. Yeah. Right? We want to be the one that she wants to choose to be with us, not because we're all that's left.
Yeah, and I don't want to make the wrong sin of, like, being a nice guy is wrong. It's just that... Have confidence. Don't be too needy. Don't be too desperate. Like, you can be mysterious while being a nice guy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put the girl on a pedestal and think that you're worthless to her. Yeah.
Well, I think also the number one thing comes down to guys, you know, always agreeing, you know, with girls, right? I mean, let's be honest. No two people in the world are exactly the same, meaning you'll have your disagreements. You'll have your arguments. But, you know, just because a girl says, oh, for example, oh, she loves hockey. If you don't like hockey, don't say you love hockey.
Yeah, because it's pretty funny. So then this brings me to a story of a girl said, oh, I want to play this game. Mm-hmm. And then this guy actually liked this girl quite a bit, and he hated the game so much. And he would do anything to just spend time with the girl. Mm-hmm. So after the girl found out, she was furious. It's like, why didn't this guy tell me at first? And it's just like this guy was just trying to meet her every need.
Yeah, so guys, don't think something like, if I like the same thing she does, she'll like me. You know, and don't think of it as, even at the point she finds out, she's not going to think, oh my god, he told me this just so, he did this for me just so, because he liked me. No, girls want you, you know, girls want the honest truth. No one wants to be in a relationship where you have to lie about something, right? Like, for example, if you play a lot of games, don't lie about it, because you don't want to have to hide the fact that you play games if she doesn't.
Be yourself.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Just really be yourself. Like, you don't want to pretend someone you're not. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, maybe, let's say you do get the girl, and you're just trying to make this fake aura or this fake personality. You're going to get caught sooner or later. Yeah. Maybe not in a year, maybe not 2 years. But sooner or later, you're going to be this fake you that you're unhappy with. So.
Hey, using the same example, even if you don't know when you're going to bring it up, I mean, honestly, it could turn out really well if you just meet a girl and say, hey, you know, my name's Ken. Nice to meet you. I love playing games. Let's be honest. Some girls will say, oh, that's good. Thanks.
Yeah.
They're not interested. Sorry. But I guarantee you, there will be some girls, well, they say, you know what? I love games too. And just like that, bam, you know, you might have the start of something great. You know, always try, never try to hide something, right? And because, you know, you got to find a fine line between being a nice guy and a bad boy, like you said. You know, that doesn't mean giving her everything she wants, but to be that bad boy, you know, doesn't mean to be, you know, a scumbag. It doesn't mean to ignore her. It doesn't mean to not do things for her.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, like, being a bad boy, I think what's attractive about being a bad boy is just the confidence. Like, they give the aura, like, with or without you, I'm satisfied of who I am.
Exactly.
So, and the nice guy kind of has the opposite kind of aura. Be confident in yourself, be yourself, and treat a girl with respect. And I think with all those, like, I really disagree being categorizing a guy as a nice guy or a bad boy. I think the guys that excel are those that have a mix of both personalities. Mm-hmm. They have the goods of both worlds. And I think that's the way to win a woman's heart.
And, you know, I think I'm pretty sure why, you know, Nathan, you're so successful with a lot of ladies is actually not because, you know, of how you treat her when she's alone, but I think how when she sees you with other people, right? If you're with other people, you know, and you act like, you know, a super fun guy, you know, you're the center of attention, people are around you, and yet you still act like a bad boy. You're not acting like a bad boy to her, but she sees you as a bad boy. And that's something that, you know, maybe it's a reason why you've attracted so many ladies before.
No, I don't know about that. I don't really study myself to that extent, but
you know, again,
maybe that's true.
It comes down to, I think, also how you act with other people. If you're afraid to act a certain way with her, you know, invite her out with friends and show her how you act around friends. You know, she might like that side of you. And if you can show that to her, you know, that might be something great. And, you know, that comes down, you know, to, I think, really, one of my favorite quotes that I think that actually applies is, for girls, you know, girls always want a guy who's bad to everyone else, but good to her. And for guys, you know, guys always want a girl who's good to everyone else, but bad to only him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting quote.
Think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, a bad boy who's only nice to her, and, you know...
Yeah, then that quote makes sense. It's like, the girl feels special. And I think all the nice guy kind of treats everyone really nice, and she's like, oh,
this is just a typical
nice guy. Yeah, just a typical nice guy approach. So.
So, guys out there, you know, try to use people around you, your friends around you, to your advantage, right? Again, if you're too shy to spend time with her one-on-one or show her how you are alone with her, you know, take her out with friends. Show her that, you know, you're this fun guy. Show her that, you know, people like to talk to you, like you're the center of attention. That, you know, that confidence you show around your friends will make her think about the confidence you have in yourself, and she'll like that confidence in you, even if it's not all directed towards her. All right, so bottom line, remember, guys, you know, there is the discussion between nice guy versus bad boy. We're not saying choose one side. We're not saying be complete bad boy, be a complete nice guy. But, you know, try to find a fine line between both of them. Because, like I said, you know, girls, you know, want a bad boy that's only good to her. That means, you know, that's not being... It means you're being both. You know, try to be, you know, a little bit fun, mysterious when you're around with everybody and make her see that, if it not be maybe alone with her. But when you're alone with her, show her special treatment. You know, show her that you're a caring guy, that you listen to her, that you respect her.
Yeah, I totally agree, Ken.
Yeah. All right, and remember, guys, all these things take practice, so just keep trying at it, you know, keep working at it, and I'm sure one day you will end up with the love of your life. And so, Nathan, I just want to thank you for coming in today. Thank you very much for, you know, sharing your knowledge with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was great having you. And, you know, to all the listeners, you know, thanks again for tuning in, and I wish you all the best. Have a good night.
Ken and Barbie in the morning.